I still wanted to do a referendum, but the reaction is just too hot.
A referendum on what?
Well, you'll find out coming up here in a moment.
Okay.
Also, Mitch, please, coming up at 9:40. Do you have ready what you want to do for Mitch, please, at 9:40 there, Mitch?
Currently not. I do have a tease later on. I have a couple ideas in mind, including maybe a coach that may or may not be getting back into coaching.
Oh, you want to do that, do you?
Possibly.
All right. You go ahead and you do whatever you want to do. That's fantastic. All right, Mitch, please, coming up at 9:40. I'm getting a lot of pushback, obviously. And I knew, like, guys, I know I'm going to lose this fight. I know going in I'm going to lose this fight. Now, but I don't believe I'm wrong, and I'm not just making things up to just get through the show. That's not the case of it. Is that I am looking at this from a prism of as realistic as I possibly can be. When they made the trade for Deshaun Watson, the trade was with the expectation to get to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was the expectation. That is no longer the expectation. It's just not the expectation. What I'm trying to do is to not have this season, if it doesn't go great, not go to hell. That's what I'm trying not to let this thing happen. Because there's things that I see, guys, I don't like. I don't like what I'm seeing with the offensive line right now. I don't like the lack of depth with the offensive line. I know that they could bring back Deontay Foreman. I know that there's some weird contractual wiggle room that's there with him that they have to get ironed out. So I don't think they're only going to have two running backs. This was explained. I think Albert Breer tried to explain it yesterday online. A couple other people had tried to explain it. So I don't think it's going to go that thin with just Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong for that long. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Jerry Jeudy. I'm worried about it. I'm worried about that it's going to become another bad situation at the wide receiver position the way that Elijah Moore was last year. And Elijah Moore, I think, had one of his better seasons statistically. He just hasn't been around very long. Amari Cooper, I don't want to waste his time. There's things that bother me here. I got to make the most out of this season because I think that the window's closing very, very quickly. I talk about I mention the salary cap all the time, Danny, and I don't think it's a very realistic thing. I think it's an agreed upon idea by the owners that they put in charge of each other, but there's always ways that teams, when they want to hold on to players, they seem to find ways around it. The whole point of restructuring a contract is a glorious way of being able to find your way around it. And remember, they didn't restructure his deal.
Correct.
Now, it doesn't need to be restructured, and that's something that the people who will not hear anything negative about Watson ever said will always say. And that part is true. But if they wanted to go out and get more, they could have done it by doing that. They don't want to do that. They want to go another year and not have to pay on the freight on the back end of it. If you go into next year and he plays well enough, then yeah, go ahead and restructure his deal. That's part of the goal here. I need him to play well because I'm not getting out from underneath this albatross of contract for the next 2 years at least, after this season, by the way.
Right.
So I'm not getting out from underneath this thing. So making the playoffs to me and making most of the time we have with all these players I just mentioned with, is the best thing for us. It wasn't the goal to set things up. Yes, I've totally lowered my expectations for him. And you could say that's sad and pathetic, and guys should be fired over such a thing. But you want consistency. We get mad because we want these teams to win, and we want these teams to go out there and to accomplish the very best, and when they don't, we demand that they be fired, and then we turn right around and get mad because there's no consistency. You finally got your consistency that you wanted. Andrew Berry's been around for a while now. Kevin Stefanski's been around for a while now. As we've seen with a lot of teams in the NFL, consistency is better than switching it out every other year. That's why teams like Pittsburgh are taking it to the very hilt that they possibly can with Mike Tomlin, because they know in their own division what it's like to be yanking people in and out of positions, hiring and firing people all the time, and to see this craziness. They don't want to be that way. So, I have to put my foundation down on what this team is to be this year, and then at the end of it, I can go, all right, it didn't end the way we wanted it to because we wanted it to end the Super Bowl, but I don't have to fire anybody. I don't have to get rid of anybody in the front office either. I mean, other guys might go for other jobs. What the hell? I don't have to get rid of my coaching staff if they're not moving on to other positions. My quarterback played well enough to keep our head above water while we start to go through some of this roster change, because I don't think that we can make the playoffs in spite of Deshaun Watson. You and I just fundamentally disagree on that fact.
Right.
On that possibility.
So I think the thing we disagree on more is what the expectation should be. I don't think it's enough. And the fundamental thing that you and I agree upon here is that this roster is the best roster the Browns have had since they returned to the field in 1999. Correct. We agree there. I cannot say that as fact and have a coach who I really trust, a general manager who I think does a really fine job for the most part, and say it's just enough to keep our heads above water. It's just enough to do just enough so no one gets fired. Yes, consistency. I want consistency. I want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach of the Browns as long as he wants to be the head coach of the Browns. I want Andrew Berry to be the general manager, whatever his title is, for as long as he will be here. That's what I want. That consistency does matter. But when you take a look at what this team is, what this team should be, the amount of talent on this team, you cannot say to me, just making to the playoffs is enough.
Yes, I can.
There need to be higher standards.
Yes, I can.
Your standards are scared right
I'm
now.
I'm not scared of anything. What am I afraid of?
I'm telling you, I have done
nothing but tell you the truth for the last 40 minutes about this. I have done nothing but tell you the truth. Do you think, hold on. Do you think I'm afraid that Deshaun Watson might get a buyout at the end of this year? Do you think I'm afraid that we might have to fire a head coach and a general manager? I like these people personally, but I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. The only thing I'm afraid of, honestly, is the fans' feelings. That's it. Because you bought into this for the last 8 years. And the thing hasn't gone the right way, Danny. I'm not afraid of anything. Like, I'm on the cusp of cussing over here. Because all you, Kenny, you're afraid. I ain't afraid of anything. I am not afraid of this team failing. I'm not afraid of this team doing well. I'm telling you what the realistic expectation is as the quarterback was dragging his shoulder around last year and we were trying to find all the different ways in the world to make every single excuse in the book. I told you yesterday and I'll tell you every day until they kick off Sunday at 4:25. Whatever happens against the Dallas Cowboys, there won't be one bleeping excuse for anything that happens. I won't talk about shoulders. I won't talk about new offenses. I don't mention any of that stuff. If they go out there and they get their asses handed to them, I'll tell you they got their asses handed to them. If they go out there and they do the opposite, I'll be yelling Super Bowl, Super Browns. I will do that, but I will tell you that part as well. Guys, there are no excuses. This is the hilt. This is the season. I'm giving you the realistic thing that they talk about in the front office. I give you the realistic thing that the ownership group would sit down around a table and discuss. That's what it is, because they're not going to run their guys out of their own building for making the playoffs.
I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying we shouldn't be satisfied if they don't win playoff games.
Who's satisfied?
You, that's your standard.
I'm not
you're
satisfied.
Setting.
I said it's enough. It's enough to keep people employed.
You're saying it's enough. Who's is
satisfied?
Satisfaction.
Who is satisfied? I'm not satisfied.
When you say
I'm
it's enough,
I've never said. Have I said the word satisfied today?
You haven't said satisfied.
I have not said satisfied.
If it's enough,
I'm not
you're satisfied.
I have not once said satisfied.
Is.
You guys get all emotional. This is coming from me.
That's
you
what
guys
it
get
is.
All emotional because we traded this, that, and the other. We had Super Bowl dreams. Yeah, these things change. These
if
things
you're
change.
Not satisfied with them only making the
no
playoffs,
team
then that's
is
not your goal.
No team is satisfied not
you.
Winning a Super Bowl. I'm not satisfied not winning a Super Bowl. I'm telling you the realistic goal of the season.
Then your expectations should be higher.
Oh, my God. I ain't going to get through to you. I ain't going to get through to any of you. I might get through to Owen. Mitch,
no,
I can't see.
You won't be.
Why?
I'm stubborn.
Okay. 216-474-0092. I mean, you guys call me afraid of things. I think you guys are afraid of things. I think you guys don't have any faith in the quarterback. I think you guys have very little faith in the football team overall. I think you guys are afraid of things. So then we start talking tough. Super Bowl or bust. Why? To protect our own feelings? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Is that where we're at right now?
That we expect more out of them.
Do you really?
Yeah,
do
I have faith. I have faith in this entire roster. I don't have a ton of faith in the quarterback. I have faith in the entire roster around him.
I guess your expectations aren't going to be very high because if the quarterback can't get it going, we ain't going very far, buddy.
And then
I'm
we'll
only just trying to be realistic
year.
With everybody. Yeah, the feeling it out next year, the figuring it out next year is going to be an answer that nobody wants to talk about except for me, obviously. But I'm the one being said, Kenny, you're afraid. I'm the one who's scared. Okay.